Welcome back, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, we're going to get right to it. I'm really going to try to do this, and I'm really going to try to get at least an episode in a week. It's just been insane. I'm sure you all are probably insanely just busy, nonstop, just go 24/7. And honestly, I'm that way too. There's a lot going on in my life, personally, and I'm sure there's a lot going on in your lives, personally. And I'm sure that's probably why you're listening to this podcast is you have a family. You have kids. There's not enough me time. There's not enough any time in the day. Oh, my goodness. So right now I'm currently recording this. It's Sunday. The weekend's winding down. I have finished pretty much all of my household duties inside and outside. And then got the girls coming over here in a little bit. You know what? And that probably, you're wondering, well, that sounds weird. Well, there'll be a segment, there'll be an episode, there'll be multiple episodes dedicated to that. Right now, I feel like I've got something else on my mind, and that is, well, eating. Everyone does it. I mean, you should. You eat, you drink. Some of us eat bad, some of us eat good, some of us drink bad, some of us drink good. But let's face it, we all like food. We all love food. And we all have to eat. Adults, teenagers, kids, babies, there's some source of food that we all have to intake in order to, what? Well, grow, develop, all of that. And let me say, I thought discipline was hard, but man, discipline is hard, but eating, getting your little ones to eat, oh man, I could have episodes dedicated to this, and I'm sure you have stories dedicated to this, but here it goes. My 3-year-old and my 1-year-old are completely opposite. Complete opposites when it comes to food. Should have known that, honestly. I mean, that would be easy, but it's not. So, complete opposites. And not only that, but what I found interesting is that when my 3-year-old was 1, she would eat anything. Now, let me back up here. My 3-year-old, when she was 1 and 2, she was an eater. Let me tell you, and it was awesome. It didn't seem like it at the time, but you could throw anything her way, literally throw it, and she's going to eat it. But I kid you not, vegetables, fruits, anything that she could eat, she was going to eat. And we knew that at an early age, too, before she, it was probably right around 1, maybe a little bit before she turned 1, that she was interested in food. Not baby food. We skipped that. We skipped the baby food. We skipped the purees. We tried it. But honestly, when we sat down at the table, when she was almost 1, she was eyeing our food. I'm talking, she wanted what was on our plates. And that actually worked out really well. It made us eat better so that we could actually share our food with her. And I mean, it was just, it's insane to look at it now because she was eating broccoli. She was eating carrots. I mean, she was eating chicken. Not fried chicken. Hold on. Time out. I'm going to go there right now. I'm talking like baked chicken, mashed potatoes. Anything you had on your plate, she wanted it. And it was awesome. Now, here we are, and she's 3. And let me tell you, that's one picky son of a gun. And it is going to drive me crazy. She is so picky on her food. And it's like, what? What's going on? You used to eat that. I don't like it. I don't like it. Have you tried it? No, of course you haven't tried it. How do you know how you don't like it? But then I think about myself. And honestly, we're probably the reason why they act the way they do. For a lot of different reasons. But, for example, there's a lot of foods I won't eat. Have I tried it? No. That's on me. Yeah, you're probably laughing too because there's a lot of foods that you don't eat. Have you tried it? No. So, how can I complain when my three-year-old doesn't want to eat something because she thinks she won't like it, when I'm in the same boat, someone offers me something I don't think I'm going to like, I'm not going to eat it. Now, granted, I've come a long ways and I have started to venture out on things because I have noticed that when she says that, I think about myself and I think about the examples that I am leading and she's watching. You may not think it, but those little kids of ours are watching every single thing we do. They're watching and they're listening. So it's crazy, but you go back and you think, man, there are times when we go out to eat somewhere. Before COVID, let's get that clear. There are times at the dinner table when I didn't want to try something because I'm pretty sure I just made up my mind that I wasn't going to like it. She was watching that. She was learning from that. She was developing from that. And then fast forward now and it's too late. So you're trying to undo everything. Like, look, I'm going to tell you right now, and you already know this. You say one cuss word and guess what? Ding. They got it programmed. You say one cuss word, one bad word. They got it. They know it and they're going to say it. So you know dang well whatever you do and say, they're going to do it. So back to the food thing. I've learned that I have to set probably better examples about what I do. Food's one of them. I have to at least try something before I say I don't like it. Before I can get onto my kid for them saying I don't like it before they try it. See what I'm saying here? It's crazy. It's crazy, but let me say that again. I have to try something before I say I don't like it. Before I get onto my kid for telling me that they don't like something before they try it. Say it again for the people in the back. No, I'm kidding. You know what I'm saying, and you understand what I'm saying. And you're scratching your head, and you're probably tilting your head sideways because it makes sense. Picky eater. Now, I'm not going to say the picky eater is all on me. I mean, there are some things where it's just, I guess that's just the phase of a three-year-old, the phase of a two-year-old, four, five-year-old, however old they are. They're going through phases. They're finding themselves. They're starting to push those boundaries. They're starting to develop. They're figuring out who they are. They're figuring out what they can get away with. Now, she'll tear up some ice cream, but she don't want to eat broccoli anymore. You know? It's one of those things. But that's my three-year-old. She's picky right now. It's driving me nuts. I don't like it. Okay, that's fine. Here's one good thing. Now, pizza. Pizza's our go-to. It's easy. It's not the best. Whatever. Do you. We don't have pizza every night, but it's guaranteed we're going to have pizza once a week. And it's probably going to be on a Friday or a day I have to just straight up pick them up from daycare and I just don't have time to cook food. And so we're going to get pizza. And they will tear up some pizza. Both my three-year-old and now my one-year-old will actually eat a little bit of pizza. Now, here's the thing. My three-year-old used to love pepperoni pizza. And I love me some pepperoni pizza from Domino's. Not only that, but I love me some thin crust pepperoni pizza from Domino's. And let me go ahead and tell you, you dang right, I get those little Parmesan little bread bites. Man, my mouth is watering right now. Okay, anyways. She used to love pepperoni pizza. Guess what? We don't like pepperoni anymore. And not only that, it's not pepperoni. It's bologna. What? Yeah, I'll say that again. The pepperoni on the pizza is now called bologna. But get this. She likes to eat regular bologna by itself. But the pepperoni on the pizza that is now called bologna, she ain't having it. And not only is she not having it, but if it's on her pizza and you try to pull it off, thinking you're ever so slick, guess what's going to happen? You're about to have a catastrophic failure. Yep. Mm-hmm. You think, what harm is that? I pulled off the pepperoni that you think is bologna that you actually eat when it's not on pizza. I pulled it off. It's not even on your pizza anymore. Oh, yeah, about that. It touched the pizza. I'm about to lose my mind. It touched the pizza. That's right. Yep. So now we got a problem. Because she can't have that slice of pizza that you pulled off the pepperoni. Okay, That's fine. You know what? So now, this is the first time because she used to love pepperoni, so I used to get a whole pepperoni pizza. But now I have learned that you have to get half and half. Half pepperoni, half cheese. Yep. And so at that point, I'm not fighting the battle. I'm not doing it. There's other battles to fight. And if she's going to eat cheese pizza, I'm going to order half and half, and she can have a little cheese pizza, and I'm going to have my pepperoni that she thinks is bologna, and we're going to be good. And then I'm going to feed my little one-year-old some Parmesan cheese bites. Yeah, that's right. I feed her those things. And I'm going to mix in a little bit of fruit because I'm trying to feel like I'm being a good parent here, and I'm trying to feel like she's eating a little bit stuff that's good. So I feed her some mandarin oranges or some peaches or some pears diced up. I'm like, I'm trying to be good, okay? So don't hate me. Don't hate me on that part. Do you? Do whatever makes sense for you. Hey, at this point, my three-year-old's eating, my one-year-old's eating, and she's not throwing food on the ground because she thinks it's funny or she doesn't want it. So I'm happy. They're happy. We gonna be happy, okay? So you're probably thinking that your kid's the pickiest eater ever. They're not. They're all like that. They're all like that. And you know what probably, like, just really just irks you? You know what irks me? You know what drives me nuts? The end of all end is when I pick them up from daycare and I get their little card that says how they did for the day. Yeah, we get those. Little reports. What they did, how they did. Oh, also, what they ate. Oh, it gets better. How much of it they ate. Yeah. Every single time my three-year-old goes to daycare, guess what? Perfect report. I love that. I'm not even knocking that. That's awesome. They brag on her. Kudos to her. Hey, do you? I love it. But, when I get that little report and it says what I had to eat for the day, it's like the most random stuff. And guess what? She ate all of it. All of it. Every last one a bit. Yeah. Every last bit. And some of the stuff, it could be, I didn't know she ate that. Anytime I try to feed her that here, she ain't gonna eat it. Ain't. She's not gonna eat it. Sorry. Well, going on a rant here. What I have figured out on that, is that this is why I think daycare is really good. I'm going to go back to it. But it doesn't even have to be daycare. It just has to be socializing your kids with other kids. Not even the same age. I mean, I guess the same age would be good. But just socializing your kids with other kids. When she sees other kids eat stuff, guess what? She's going to try it. It's crazy. Yeah. Her friends, if they're eating something, she's going to try it. And you know what? I'm sitting here scratching my head. And I may be a little frustrated at first. But then I'm like, hey. Like, she sees someone eating something. She has the thought process in her mind that they're eating it, so it must be good. So not only am I going to try it, but I'm going to eat it without voicing an opinion first, and then I'm gonna like it? Man, I tell you what, they frustrate you, but then you just gotta, like, backtrack and you gotta think, like, wow, my three-year-old did that. My three-year-old, for whatever age, but they did that. Now, let's go back to my one-year-old. I don't know. That second-born child, Lord Jesus, help everyone. That second-born child don't give anything, don't care about nothing. That is one wild-ass kid, and I love her to death. But she's wild, okay? She's not an eater. So the reason why I'm happy that I'm feeding her little Parmesan little bites, you guessed it, is because she's eating something. And at this point, I'm not fighting that battle. She's a picky eater. She's a picky eater when she wants to eat. She don't want to eat half the time. Now, what I will say she will eat, and I feel like a bad parent, and I've kind of, like, knocked off on it a little bit, because you know what? She will tear some potato chips up. Potato chips. It don't even matter what kind of chip it is. Doritos, Cheetos, Fritos, Lay's. Yeah, them classic Lay's that they want to add all in your bag that no one else wants to eat. Yeah. Hey, she'll get rid of them. She'll get rid of them. Oh, man. Potato chips. You know what else she's going to eat? French fries. I'm talking, don't you dare go through a drive-thru and get a bag and she smells a hint of French fries, or she knows that you got French fries, you better start tossing them bad boys back, or she's going to throw a fit. And not only that, when you give her, oh man, when you give her a French fry, you gracefully give it to her, and she just snatches it out of your hand, and it's just like, you know what, I'm going to calm down, because there's some days where I'm just like, wow. But yes, potato chips, French fries. That little girl will tear up some refried beans. Yeah, buddy. Some refried beans. That little girl will tear up any kind of little bean. Kidney bean, pinto bean, black bean. It don't matter what it is. She's going to tear it up. She will tear up some potatoes. That's right. Mashed potatoes. And that's about it. That's about it. That's about it. She don't want chicken. She don't want bread. You go to Chick-fil-A, she don't want the chicken. She don't want the French fries. She don't want no mixed vegetables. She don't want carrots. She don't want peas. Oh, she'll eat a banana. She'll tear up a banana. But everything else? Nah, buddy. Nah. And not only that, you try to put it in front of her and them hands start swinging and then stuff's on the ground and then you're cleaning up stuff at 10 o'clock at night and you're wondering, how did this get on the wall? Oh, yeah, that's right. She flung it on the wall. Yeah. Why is the floor so sticky? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Let me tell you guys, it's a battle. It's a battle. What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. At the end of the day, you're going to pick your battles. Some are not worth fighting. At the end of the day, you have managed to successfully attempt to feed and parent your kid. If they want to go to bed hungry, let them go to bed hungry. But you've tried. You tried, right? You can't spoon feed them. Well, you could. You could, some of them, but you tried. And you know what? Not everyone's going to be this healthy lifestyle. Oh, my kid eats all their vegetables. They love vegetables. You know what? That's perfect for you. And sometimes mine will eat vegetables. Sometimes they won't. We have got to understand that not everything is going to be perfect. And that comes down to feeding your kids food. That's right. That comes down to feeding them food. Maybe one day they'll try something new. Maybe one day they'll venture out. But at that time, in that moment, and that day, you tried. You tried to make something, right? And they didn't like it. Well, okay. Did they try it at least? That's what I want. That's what I want. Like, did you try it? Man, if you tried it, okay. That's fine. You don't like it still. You know what, baby? You tried it. I love you. Let's see what else we can work on. Let's see what else we can get out of the fridge. You want a Lunchable? You know what? You tried that little hamburger and you didn't want it? All right, we'll go get you a Lunchable. Yeah, that's the stage I'm in right now. I don't know if it's good or bad, but hey, I'm trying to encourage them. Try to let them know that you can try something and you don't have to like it, but you can try it. And if you don't like it, we'll find something else to eat. But the thing I'm trying to get from this and get you all to see is trying something new. Not just for food, though. See, that's where it starts. Is trying something new with food develops and grows into trying something new for everything. Trying new things, trying new experiences, trying something different. So, are you willing to try something different? Are you setting somewhat good examples for them to set up to try something different? Hey, think about that. Think about them watching you. We mess up. That's not what I'm saying. No one's perfect, but it comes down to just the smallest things ever. Sitting at the table, getting them to try new things can develop their brain. At least I think so. It can develop their brain into thinking, well, I can apply this for something else. Anyways, that's my rant. I took up a little over 20 minutes of your time. 20 minutes of your time. Here's something funny, though. Out of all of this, you best believe if they don't want to try something and they throw in some attitude and fuck my way, they're going to go to bed without eating some food. Yeah, buddy. They are going to go to bed. They're going to go to their room at least. They can come back out and try it again. I kid. Hey, before anyone reports me, I don't starve my kids, okay? I'm going to give them some yogurt and some chocolate milk. That's their thing before bed. And hey, they'll be good. I don't starve them, okay? I take that back. I do not starve my kids. Anyways, I hope you guys had a good weekend. Hope COVID is not driving you completely crazy. It's getting interesting. The president tested positive for COVID, I believe. So, anyways, I'm not going to get into that politics, but stay safe. Be careful. Love on them little ones because they look up to you for everything. And realize that we're not perfect people. But we're striving to do good. And that's all that matters. Peace out. Y'all have a good weekend. Y'all have a good week. Monday is tomorrow. Y'all have a good week. Start it strong. Don't dread on Monday. Wake up thinking I am blessed and I am happy to do whatever I'm doing. I woke up to see another day. All right. Y'all have a good one.